Good evening. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy and chapter 16. The Bible begins with the statement, "In the beginning, God." I love to think about God, who He is. What He is. There's no comparison to Him. There is no equal. There's no measurement for Him that would describe Him. He simply says, I am. I am that I am. I'm what I am. He is, and that's good enough for me. He is all goodness. He is all perfection. He is almighty. He is love. He is truth. He is righteousness. He is the uncreated creator of all that is, that was, or that ever shall be. He is life. He is joy. He is. And that's good enough. In fact, he says that if you want to come to him, Hebrews 11:6, that's where you begin. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. That he is. Well, what is he like? Oops, there I go again. He's not like anything. But yet he made me, he made you to be like himself, giving us feelings, emotions, giving us intellect, the capacity to think and to understand, giving us will, the power of choice, able to make decisions. He's made me, he's made you, to know him. We are made in his image and his likeness. We are made in the likeness of God. We're made to reflect back to him who and what he is. Of course, that has been tarnished. The mirror is clouded, broken. Yet God in his infinite goodness and mercy and love reclaimed and redeemed that which was lost. We are able to see and know and enjoy the person and work of God through the person and work of his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus. We shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. We shall be changed from glory to glory by the Holy Spirit of God. Moses wanted to see his glory. I want to see the beauty of the Lord. So it's not what is God like, but what does God like? I want to like what God likes. I want to love what God loves. I want to hate what God hates. So what does God hate? Well, God hates all that is contrary to his person. God hates everything that's not like him. God hates that which is false. God hates that which is untrue. God hates that which is not right. That which is not equal, that which is contrary to order and arrangement. In Deuteronomy 16, and in verse 22, God says, "Neither shalt thou set thee up any image which the Lord God hateth." God hates idolatry. Idolatry is an affront to God. How dare we ascribe to a piece of wood, some stone, an animal, that which is not God, that which he, the Creator, made? How dare we? God hates idolatry. Close to the end of your Old Testament, you'll find the book of Zechariah. And just before the book of Malachi, in Zechariah chapter 8, and in verse 16, if I read chapter 9, 16, you won't know where you are, and I won't know where I am. In chapter 8 and verse 16, these are the things that you shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. God hates evil thoughts. God hates dishonest oaths. He's a God of truth. He's a God of rightness. He hates that which is not real, that which is not right, that which is counterfeit. The book of Proverbs and chapter 6. You'd be familiar with these six things, yea, seven, that the Lord hates. I want to be like him. So I want to hate that which he hates. Proverbs chapter 6 and beginning in verse 16. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look. We're told in the New Testament, what do you have that hasn't been given to you? And so if it's all been given to you, why do you boast? What do you have to boast about? Why boast as if you got those things by your own doings? God hates a proud look. God hates a lying tongue, misleading, contrary to reality, contrary to God, who is a God of truth. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. It's an attack on the image of God, that you should take the life of an innocent person. We see a lot of that. Without regard, it's nothing to just kill, to just shoot, to do it randomly, to do it as a drive-by. God hates the shedding of innocent blood. But mind you, it says innocent blood. There is guilty blood. And God says that if by man shall life be taken, if that man sheds blood. So he hates innocent, the shedding of innocent blood, murder. He hates wicked imaginations. Oh, our minds can do and think such awful things, all kinds of things. God hates wicked imaginations. God hates feet that be swift, running to mischief. Think of Philadelphia, my city of brotherly love, my city of brotherly shove today, running to mischief, city after city, running to do evil. God hates that. God hates false witness that speaks lies. We have all kinds of court situations, and witnesses come. Who knows whether they're truthful or not? God hates the false witness. And the seventh one, God hates he that soweth discord among brethren. God hates those who divide up brothers, who divide up families, those who sow discord. God is a God of order, God of peace, a God of harmony. Turn over a page or two to chapter 8. I want to be like him. So If he hates those things, what must I hate? Well, chapter 8 and verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. The fear of the Lord is to hate pride. The fear of the Lord is to hate arrogancy, that offensive display of superiority or self-importance, overbearing pride. God hates the froward mouth, the willfully contrary, not easily managed, the contrary mouth. God hates the worship of self. And so if I fear God, if I love him, if I want to be like him, then I must hate those things. Back a book to the book of Psalms, Psalm 119. Longest chapter in the Bible, 176 verses, and each one, except for two, I believe, mention God's word in some form, some fashion. Psalm 119, verse 113. Well, let's look at verse 104 first. Number 104, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. I hate every false way. Verse 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Verse 128. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Verse 163. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. I hate a false way. I hate lying. I hate vain thoughts. But they come in. And God reminds us in 2 Corinthians 10:5 that I can cast down evil thoughts. I could cast down those things that seek to exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. I have a way. Someone has said it's impossible to keep thoughts from coming into your mind, but you don't have to let them stay. Psalm 101. Trying to think of how that went. You can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from landing and staying on you. Psalm 101, verse 3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Psalm 139. I think we're going to be done early. Psalm 139, verse 21. Do not I hate... Let's go back. Verse 20. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do I not hate them? Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to spit on them or throw things at them or go after them. But we need to simply recognize that those who hate God are not friends to us. They are our enemies. We must have that kind of hatred for them. I want to be like him. I want to hate what God hates. I want to love what God loves. What does God love? Psalm 33. Psalm 33 and verse 5. Let's look at verse 4 even. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. God loves rightness. God loves fairness. God loves goodness. Psalm 87. And in verse 1, his foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling of Jacob. God loves Jerusalem. God loves his people. Why does God love his people? Well, if you go back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, God's people, the Israelites, are in great turmoil, great trouble today. And they've been before. And according to Scripture, they shall be again, and even more. But God loves them. Why should God love them? Who are they? They're those who came before them, their forefathers were idolaters. Why should God love them? Deuteronomy 7, verse 7. I'll even go back to verse 6. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you. He loved you because he did. He loves you because he simply chose you. Now, choosing doesn't mean rejecting others. I go to the market and I choose, I look for some pork chops. And I see a number of packages of pork chops. And I decide on this one. That doesn't mean that I necessarily rejected the others. I simply had to make a choice. I need to pick an apple. I need to have an apple. I'll take that one. Doesn't mean that I hate all the others. It simply means I had to make a choice. Well, God made a choice. God chose the people of Israel. It didn't mean that he rejected all the others. In fact, he chose them that they might be a blessing to all the rest. He said that in thee, in them, should all the people of the earth be blessed. And he warned that those who go against his people must beware that he will take up their charge. And so we need to pray for God's people. They need to know their God. They have forgotten their God. That's why they're in the turmoil that they're in today. But God loves them. In fact, he said through Jeremiah, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. God's love doesn't change. Proverbs chapter 15. I want to be like him, and so I want to love what God loves. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 9. Well, looking back at verse 8 even, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. God loves those that follow after righteousness. John chapter 16, for a verse of the New Testament. John chapter 16. And verse 27. For the Father himself loveth you. God the Father loves you. Why? Because you have loved his Son. God loves those who love his Son. For the Father himself loveth you because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. God loves those who love his Son. 2 Thessalonians. And chapter 2. And verse 16. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting and good hope through grace. God the Father has loved us. Ephesians. Here's a verse that's been tossed around recently in chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives. How? Even as Christ also has loved the church. God loves the church. God loves his assembly of people. Just back a few pages to Galatians in chapter 2. Familiar verse. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And there that last part, who loved me? What does God love? God loves me. God loves his church, as we should see. John 3:16, of course, you can recite it, no doubt. We read, God so loved the world. God loves the lost. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God so loved the world. God loves the lost. And, just back a few pages in 2 Corinthians. And in chapter 9, talking about giving, looking at verse 6 even, chapter 9 and verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. God loves those with a big heart. God loves those who give cheerfully. Well, God loves those things, and I want to be like him, so I must love. Back to Joshua. Joshua chapter 22. God loves. I want to be like him. I must love. Chapter 22 and verse 5. But take heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God. I must love him. To walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to cleave unto him, to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. I want to be like him, so I must love him. Psalm 116. What is God like? God is love. And if I'm going to be like him, I must be love, with his love. Psalm 116, verse 1, I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. I love the Lord. I must love him. 119, Psalm 119 again. Verse 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. I must love God's word. 113, verse 113. I hate vain thoughts. Oh, they come into my mind. I hate them. But thy law do I love. Psalm 119, verse 119. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. Again, I love the word of God. Verse 127. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Verse 159. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Verse 163. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Verse 167, my soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I must love the word of God. All the way at the other end, of the back end of your Bible, 1 John chapter 4. And in verse 20, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? I must love my brother. I must love my brother. And back to Psalm 26, just a couple more places. Psalm 26. And verse 8. Says David, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwelleth. Taking that up, bringing that to today, I must love the church. I must love the family of God. I must love the assembly of God's people. I must actively love them. I must give myself to them. God has We read Galatians 2:20, who loved me and gave himself for me. I must give myself for the local assembly of believers because God loves them. Romans 7, I want to love God. I want to love what God loves. I want to hate what God hates. I want to be like him. But there's a problem. There's a problem. That problem is that in me dwells no good thing. What I want to do, I don't do. What I don't want to do, I do. Apparently, Paul had that same problem. Maybe you do. Chapter 7, Romans, verse 15. For that which I do, I allow not. And what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent to the law that it is good. Now, then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. The will is in me. I want to love what he loves. I want to hate what he hates. Verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. I thank God that there is a victory. I thank God, and just turn over a couple books to 2 Corinthians 3:18, that as I behold him, I become like him. He changes me. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. God is working in me to hate what he hates and to love what he loves. The Holy Spirit is doing a work just over the next book, Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23. Well, we ought to look back a little bit to verse 16, Galatians 5, 16. This I say, then walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, works in me to love what he loves, hate what he hates. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections thereof. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. There is coming a day, 1 John chapter 3, when I shall be where I would be, when I shall be what I should be, when things that are not soon shall be. I'm his own. 1 John chapter 3, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be called sons or children of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now, right now, are we the sons, children of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him just as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. I want to be like him. And in a moment I shall be changed, and it shall be so. But in the meantime, I want to grow and grow and grow, learning to hate what he hates, learning to love what he loves.